What up, world? Welcome to an episode of Brand Janu Show. As you know, I am Brand Janu, and like always, all podcast platforms are aware. Brand Janu Show. Social media platforms, Instagram, Threads, Brand Janu. Facebook, The Brand Janu Show. And of course, TikTok, Brand Janu Show. Go follow me on all those platforms, social media platforms. Hope you guys enjoy the content I do put on those platforms. Where you really could go is just the YouTube channel, Brand Janu Show. Subscribe, comment, like, shorts, vids, helps in the algorithms. So appreciate that. If you have been subscribing, if you have been commenting, if you have been liking the vids, appreciate it. Let's get into it. It's Tuesday, so you already know. It's I Bleed Sports. Crazy shit happened this past weekend in sports. So let's get into it, man. First thing first. Start off like this. So Tate Davis. Fought this past weekend, returned to the ring since his fight with Frank Martin. Fought Lamont Roach. I think I said this last week when I did this, that I was a little bit, you know, concerned with how Tank and Lamont was going to fight each other. It looked a little weird. You know, anytime you fight somebody that you've sparred with, grew up with, came up with in the boxing world, it's a little hard for you to just go out there and just beat them. They have some game plan on you that nobody else really have. So, yeah. Here's my thing. Do I think Tank lost that fight? No, I don't. I'm a Tank fan. I've always said I am a Tank fan, but I do not think Tank lost the fight. Reason why I say I don't think Tank lost the fight is because Tank has to be, to lose as a champion, you got to be dominated. You have to be absolutely dominated in a fight for me. And in that fight, it wasn't like Lamont just absolutely beat the shit out of Tank. That's not what happened. Despite what people want to say on blogs. It wasn't like Lamont just walked in there and beat the shit out of Tank and it was like no competition. That's not what happened. It was a fight. Tank owned the first half of the fight. Lamont came out very... Lamont came out very kind of like... Like he didn't want to really engage early. But midway through the fight, Lamont definitely was beating the hell out of Tank. He definitely got with Tank... But it wasn't like Tank just absolutely just didn't engage with Lamont. That's where I think a lot of people are having a hard time with this shit. Now, people arguing that what Tank dropped to a knee in the ninth round, that was a knockout. That was a knockdown, I should say. I had a massive problem with that, with Tank. I'm like, what the fuck are you doing? That was stupid. Very fucking dumb of Tank to take a knee in the ninth fucking round. What are you doing? Like, that was just so fucking stupid. But at the end of the day, that fight, that was the worst I've seen Tank fight ever. That was a terrible game plan by Tank. I don't know what the fuck the game plan was. Calvin Ford should go back to being the head trainer for Tank. I don't know who the fuck this other dude was, but he sucked. That was a terrible fucking game plan for Tank. Tank tried to stand there and engage with him and try to catch him and counter him. That was not going to work. He was tagging your ass every time you tried that shit. That was a very bad, and I mean bad, game plan by Tank. But For people to sit there and say, oh, he just absolutely lost. People have been praying on this man's downfall for a while. So any chance they got a chance to see it, they immediately, and I mean immediately, started saying, yep, he lost. See, finally, he lost. I wouldn't say that. I wouldn't say that. I wouldn't say that at all. Should it have been a draw? Yeah, I mean, Tank really didn't take the last three rounds like I thought he should. He if he would have took at least 10 and 11 or 11 and 12, he would have won that fight easily. It would have not even been even remotely close. But yeah, that was a bad fight for Tank. That was a really bad fight. Lamont was bigger than Tank. He moved. Like I said, by the time they got to like the 6, 7, 8 round where Tank usually engages and really put the pressure on you, Lamont had his feet under him. He knew what he was doing. He wasn't uncomfortable. And that was a problem for Tank. But to sit there and say Tank just lost outright, no. The only thing y'all continuously are banking on is that Tank got knocked down. But if they're not going to count that knockdown, did Tank lose that fight? And that's the only thing y'all are continuously banking on is that Tank got knocked down. That Lamont hit him. Tank just took a knee. But Tank popped the fuck that. And here's the thing. The ref didn't call that a knockdown. And for people that's sitting there and also trying to compare to these two fights, this fight compared to the Ryan Garcia and Devin Haney fight, Ryan beat the shit out of Devin. That wasn't even a close fight. Ryan beat the fuck out of Devin. There was times where Devin, they literally kept knocking. You want to talk about a motherfucker that got knocked down and continuously got knocked down. I can easily remind y'all niggas of the Ryan Garcia Devin Haney fight. When Devin kept getting hit and the ref kept waving it off. Like, that's a knockdown. Those were knockdowns. And the ref kept waving it the fuck off. Like, no. This is not the same. Those two things don't even equate. Devin was getting tagged and falling, and the ref kept waving it the fuck off. That is the difference. Like, do we need to rehash this whole fight again with Ryan Garcia? I know y'all don't like talking about that. Because Ryan used steroids. Okay, sure. But let's be 100. That is not the same. Like, that ain't even close to what happened with the Tank fight. Devin was getting his ass whooped. Matter of fact, he got knocked down in that round, got up, clearly didn't have his feet under him, and the ref kept waving it the fuck off. The nigga got knocked down like 4 or 5 times in that fight. So don't be bringing up old shit. Don't be bringing up Devin Haney in this situation. Or even Ryan Garcia, even in the Ryan and Tank fight. Ryan got cocky and kept trying to throw a hook all fucking day and got fucking caught and got tagged. Shit happens. But when you start to throw these you trying to compare fight to, don't do it because you're gonna lose. It's not a good comparison at fucking all. Don't do it. It's not a good comparison. Don't do it. Do I think Tank lost that fight? No. I don't think Tank lost the fight. Do I think it was a draw? Yeah. I think it was 6-6. I think the first 6 rounds, you could give it to Tank. The next 6 rounds, and of course, you got those rounds where it's too close to call rounds. You know, here and there. But it should have been a draw. It should have. Looking back now at it. But Lamont never really, like I said, never really put the pressure on Tank like he should have. There was times where Lamont could have easily put the pressure on Tank and whooped Tank's ass if he really wanted to. But he chose not to do it too, because Tank was catching him too. So it ain't like just Lamont never just, you know, like Tank didn't touch Lamont either. But yeah. Before the Tank fight, there was three fights announced on three on one big ass card. Ryan Garcia is gonna fight Rolly Romero. Devin Haney is returning to the ring for the first time since the Ryan Garcia fight. And Teofimo Lopez is also returning to the ring. They're all gonna be on the same match card, which is kind of weird. I guess get it done. Which pretty much is going to lead to, I'm assuming Devin's going to fight Teofimo first, and then he's going to go fight Ryan if he wins the fight, this upcoming fight. But that's the thing about the situation, right? Like, I'm looking forward to that fight. I'm looking forward to those that fight. I think it's going to be May. I think they say May 2nd, if I'm not mistaken. I think May 2nd. Yeah, May 2nd, May 3rd, something like that. But yeah, I'm looking forward to that. Those three boxers on one card is gonna be really dope to see. If I had to put my money on somebody winning that shit, obviously it's gonna be Teofimo. I had to put my money on something. Teofimo is probably gonna win. That's just being honest here. But yeah. All right. The NBA. Now, speedy recovery to Kyrie Irving after tearing his ACL last night. That sucks. Like I've said about the Dallas Mavericks, the biggest thing about the Dallas Mavericks is staying fucking healthy. Kyrie Irving, Anthony Davis, they all had to stay healthy. They are not healthy. Klay Thompson. That is the one hiccup about the Dallas Mavericks that I said when this trade happened was, if you can stay healthy, you can give a lot of teams a run for their money. But now that Kyrie's hurt, Anthony Davis is hurt, Klay Thompson is the only viable piece that's moving right now for Dallas. I don't say Dallas season is just completely 100% over. That's you know, whatever about that, but. Yeah, that's a shaky situation there, especially with the Lakers looking the way they're looking. Yeah, that trade now does look a little stupid for Dallas, but I'm still not about to sit here and shit on that trade because I still believe a healthy Dallas team versus a healthy Lakers team. I think Dallas beats the shit out of the Lakers. I'm sorry, that's just me being honest. But yeah. Speaking of the NBA, last week I started something. Last week I started time to blow it up or time to keep save it. NBA edition of teams I would consider maybe possibly blowing the fuck up. Last week it was the Philadelphia 76ers. This week is the Phoenix Suns. Hey, look at that. Phoenix right now, Western Conference, like a little shaky in the light. KD, Devin Booker, Bradley Beal, Phoenix all in all, just did not look like a good team. They just don't look like a good team. They don't look like they got it together. I kind of felt this way when they hired, I think, Frank Vogel as the head coach. I'm like, this is stupid. That's a dumb fucking thing to do. He doesn't really like having big guys on the court with them. And Phoenix is not a good defensive team. They're just not. Devin Booker doesn't really play defense like that. Bradley Beal really doesn't play defense like that. And Kevin Durant really doesn't play defense like that. So you just pretty much just put all three of them on a court together. You thought you were gonna get Jimmy Butler and made Bradley Beal sit. You thought you were gonna get Jimmy Butler, made Bradley Beal sit, and you didn't even go get Jimmy Butler. That's fucking stupid. The Phoenix Suns are in a very, and I mean very, bad situation. It's not good. It's very freaking stupid. And yes, it is time to now start to think about blowing it the fuck up. Now, there are reports that Kevin Durant and the Phoenix Suns are going to be talking over the offseason about what they're going to do. Pretty much working on a trade partner for them. Listen, Kevin Durant can't be the number one guy anymore. And it's okay to admit that to yourself, that Kevin Durant cannot be the number one guy anymore. It's okay. Nothing more, nothing less. It's okay. That is why I say, and I saw, I think somebody was like, oh man, Houston. You know, Houston could take Kevin Durant. I'm not trading no young pieces for Kevin Durant. What fucking sense would that make? But Phoenix, it's time to blow it up. Like I said, just like Philly last week, just like Philly last week with I talk about Philly trading Joel Embiid, trading Paul George, trading Joel Embiid, trading Paul George, or at least trying to find trade partners. Same thing with Phoenix now. Try to go find Bradley Beal a trade partner. Try to go find Kevin Durant a trade partner. Devin Booker is the only piece. But here's the problem with that. Same thing with Philly that I said last week. It's the same thing I feel about Phoenix. The only good piece on the team that I would even want is Tyrese Maxey for Philly and Devin Booker for Phoenix. I don't want Kevin Durant. I don't want Bradley Beal. I don't want them. What the fuck am I doing with them? What the fuck are they going to do here? What are they going to do? Kevin Durant is not a number one guy anymore. He's a option guy. He's like Jimmy Butler right now with the Golden State Warriors. Look how fast Jimmy Butler and the Golden State Warriors have kicked it into another gear. And Kevin Durant said he wouldn't want to go back to Golden State. All right, but watch Jimmy Butler go win a fucking ring. That's just plain old fucking stupidity. You and your feelings over what the fuck you actually, over what the fuck you actually should have done. You should have accepted the trade to Golden State. You should have went to Golden State. But you thought you're bigger than that. Okay, cool. If I was Kevin Durant during his offseason, Phoenix, I would lower my expectations of going to get some crazy ass player. And there's some teams I would talk to. There are some teams I definitely would talk to. Milwaukee's one of them because Milwaukee's in this situation now where they're in the same boat. Don't worry. I'll be talking about them next week. I'll be talking about the Bucks next week. But this is the thing about the Phoenix Suns. You're not turning this shit around. You're not fixing it. So what the fuck do you do? Like I said, the only piece that I would even want from the Phoenix Suns, if we're talking about the big three, is Devin Booker. Everybody else is expendable. Everybody else is expendable. Kevin Durant is expendable. I'm not trading you crazy pieces for a guy that's 34, 35 years old who all he does now is just score. And that's great. Whoop-de-fucking-do. But that's it. That's all you do is just score. That's it. Nothing more, nothing less. The fuck am I trading all of these actual real pieces for a dude that just puts up points? The fuck are we doing? Football. Last week. Last year, last season, around this time, free agency season started to kick up, and a lot of pieces that's being released, receivers, quarterback situation, of course. So I bought back what I did last year. And I'm gonna talk about three teams for one player. So let's get into it. The first player out the gate is Sam Darnold. Now, the Vikings have announced they're not going to put a franchise tag on him. Vegas have announced they're not putting no franchise tag on him. They're just going to work out a deal. I think it's very fucking stupid for the Vikings to sit there and play like I get people that's gonna sit there and say, well, Brandon, look at the NFL. They need backup quarterbacks, but that's just fucking stupid. You drafted a quarterback last year with the 10th overall selection. You don't know if this kid is ready to play or not. This isn't like Jordan Love and Aaron fucking Rodgers, where Aaron Rodgers does earn the right to play out his contract. You drafted a kid last year, and because you're afraid that he might not be up to par, you're just gonna re-sign a guy that's gonna just, and you don't even know if he's up to fucking par yet. You don't know if that was just a one-off season or not. But you're gonna pay him all this fucking money for no reason at all. It's very stupid. Very goddamn stupid. I don't think it's a good idea, but that's your team. Do what you want to do. But Sam Darnold is the quarterback that I'm going to talk about. I wouldn't personally go get him. That's just me. I wouldn't personally re-sign him. That's just stupid for the Vikings. I y'all are just showing how little of the draft you take serious. You drafted a quarterback 10th overall. Don't even know if this kid is ready to play. Don't know if this kid can fit in your system. You just said, fuck it. Let's just re-sign Sam Darnold. Fuck your future. Let's just live in the now. And that's kind of what I look at this. I look at this NFL, and it's very fucking impatient. Very fucking impatient. But Kevin O'Connell's not losing his fucking job. So I don't understand the decision making of re-signing Sam Darnold. It doesn't make any logical fucking sense. It just doesn't. But again, it's not my team. Do you think? Three teams that if I was Sam Darnold, I would think about considering going to. Number one. My most favorite, my least, my most favorite, the team that I think they could be really smart for him to go to. And then, of course, the team that I'm like, eh, we shall see if it goes that way. My most favorite team I think Sam Darnold should go to, the team that I think Sam Darnold should definitely entertain. Is the Raiders. Why the Raiders? Pete Carroll. I don't know what the Raiders are going to do. I don't know what the Raiders are going to do. With the number six pick, do they trade up? Do they stay intact? I don't think Sam Darnold is a number one, will win a, a Super Bowl type of quarterback. Fuck no. There's too much time in this NFL that I've seen Sam Darnold, even last year, Vikings, where you needed him to show the fuck up and he shit the bed. That is not a surprise. That is not that shocking. I think Sam Darnold is cool, but again, if you're the Raiders, who don't really have a number one guy like that, maybe Aiden O'Connell, and if you don't know if you're going to get a chance to draft a quarterback this year, then signing Sam Darnold isn't a bad idea. The second team is the Seattle Seahawks, Pete Carroll's old team. I think Seattle is definitely in the market for a fucking quarterback. They are in a position where they need a quarterback. We all know they need a quarterback. We all know they need a quarterback. And they might not be able to get one. Now, nobody's talking about them trading up and going to get somebody, which I actually think it'd be a good idea if they fucking did it. But we shall see. Seattle's a great situation too. Kenneth Walker, the running back situation, offensive line can get a little bit better. They just released a lot of people. But you got DK Metcalf there who can possibly be on the trading block. But if you're Seattle and you might not be able to go get a quarterback, Sam Darnold should definitely be in the conversation of quarterback for you. Now, why don't I have them over the Raiders? Because I think the Raiders are more, I don't want to say more desperate, but they're in a more pressing situation where they kind of need a quarterback more. In a third team. Third team is the team that's picking number one, and that's the Tennessee Titans. I don't know if they're going to do it. It'd be pretty goddamn smart if they did. And that's the thing. Nobody knows what the hell Tennessee's doing with that number one pick. Nobody. And as long as nobody knows what Tennessee's going to be doing with that number one pick, they are screwed. Do you draft a quarterback? I wouldn't, personally. I wouldn't take a fucking quarterback at number one if I don't believe that they're ready to be the number one guy. But that's me. But yeah, that's me. Was ready to me. To sign and draft, which last 2 weeks I've been doing Titans and the Browns. This week, of course, clearly is the Giants. The Giants are not like the Browns and the Titans, where I felt like if you were to trade, if you were to draft a quarterback, it wouldn't make any damn sense. The Giants need a quarterback. They need one. They're not like the Titans who aren't gonna get better next year, no matter who put you put in the middle of that, you put into to hike the ball or take the ball, be the quarterback next year. Or the Browns who are literally in a quarterback situation with Deshaun Watson and can't move off of him yet. The Giants are not like that. They need to make a move and they need to make a move now. Do I see them trading up to go to Tennessee and see if they can get a quarterback? Go get Cam Warren? It can happen. I'm not going to sit up here and act like it won't. See, here's the problem with this. Some teams want to stay intact because you could hope and pray that Tennessee just doesn't take quarterback at one, and then the Browns may take one at two, and then you could just take whoever's left over. That's stupid. If you believe Cam Ward could be the guy in New York or Shador, go get the fucking quarterback, dude. Just do it. It just doesn't make any sense to sit there and be like, I'm going to stay intact. I'm going to stay intact. Okay. Ask the Raiders how that looked last year. Ask these teams that needed a quarterback last year that probably need one now because of they because they decided to stay intact. Stay where they were. Go get a goddamn quarterback, dude. Giants need to draft a quarterback. Now who they need to go sign is a number two receiver. They need to go get somebody to help Malik Nabers. Me personally, do you go trade and go get one? There's a couple of receivers on the. Now, here's my thing. Stephon Diggs is a free agent. Chris Godwin's going to be a free agent. Do you trade and go get Cooper Kupp? Davante Adams is now a free agent. What do you do? But I do believe you need to go get a number two receiver. That is obviously what you need to do. You got Malik Nabers. You don't need anything crazy. Go get a number two receiver. Everybody's talking about Aaron Rodgers being with the Giants. I wouldn't be surprised if Davante Adams says, you know what? I can see me with the Giants. Why not? You don't have to be number one guy. You can be two. Why not? But that is it. That is it. That is all. Talk to you guys soon. This is I Bleed Sports. Peace.